breaking news, somebody is talking about sports on KGNU. Reports have come in saying it is Jimmy Searfoss. Hello and welcome back to Sports Talk with Jimmy here on KGNU. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss. And the entire state of Colorado still has hockey fever. And the Colorado Avalanche are just one win away from the Stanley Cup. But they would not have been there without Nazem Kadri, a center for the Avs, who has been one of the most impactful players on the ice when he has been playing. But he has also had one of the toughest roads of any player this postseason. It began in the second round of the 2022 NHL playoffs against the St. Louis Blues. In Game 3 of the series, there was a play in front of the goal where Kadri was skating towards it with a puck attempting to score. He would end up losing control, leading to a collision with Blues goalie Jordan Binnington. Now, Binnington would end up getting injured on the collision and would end up missing the rest of the series. The series the Avalanche would go on to win. The play was purely an accident, but Kadri had been suspended from games in the past for illegal collisions before, so many felt this was a targeted attack, including Binnington, who would throw a water bottle at Kadri on the way to the locker room while Kadri was in the middle of a post-game interview. To make matters worse, after the game, Blues fans took to social media and began making racist threats towards Kadri. Now, Kadri is a Muslim and was born in Canada, but his family has historical trails back to Lebanon. These were the basis for many of the threats aimed at him. They would end up getting so bad that the Avalanche began working with St. Louis police to ensure the safety of its players. The Blues head coach reacted to the threats by providing no comment during a press conference. Kadri responded to the threats by scoring a hat trick in the next game of the series, meaning he scored 3 goals in 1 game. He did this in the presence of an arena full of Avalanche fans. The slogan "Stand with Naz" became a rally cry for Avalanche fans in an effort to stand up to the racist threats. The third round of the playoffs against the Edmonton Oilers wasn't any easier for Kadri. In the third game of the series, Kadri was faced with another controversy when he was boarded by Evander Kane, leading to an injury that would go on to need surgery. Boarding is when a player violently pushes another player into the boards that surround the ice. Avalanche coach Jared Bednar called it the most dangerous play in hockey in a press conference after the game. It was called a penalty and earned Kane a 1-game suspension. Kadri would get surgery on his thumb the next day and would be out for the next 18 days. In the time he healed, his team would advance to the Stanley Cup Final against the Tampa Bay Lightning, and Kadri wasn't about to miss out. For the first time in his 13-year career, he made his debut in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals on Wednesday. He would go on to score the game-winning goal in overtime to put his Avalanche up 3-1 in the series. Expect Kadri back on the ice for Game 5, taking place Friday at 6 o'clock right here in Denver. And it could be a big one. For KGNU, this has been Sports Talk with Jimmy Searfoss with me, your host, Jimmy Searfoss. Until next week.